Washington and Moscow are talking. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, for the first time in months, speaking with his Russian counterpart yesterday over the Black Sea drone incident.
A rare event amid great tension. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke by phone with his Russian counterpart, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, stressing open communication.
It's important that great powers be models of transparency and communication.
Austin emphasized that the U.S. will continue to fly and operate wherever international law allows, despite the intercept and downing of a U.S. drone by Russian fighter jets.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Kiev, Ukraine. The State Department now says the downing of that U.S. drone was likely unintentional. A train carrying hazardous chemicals has derailed in Arizona near the state's border with California. First responders say there is no sign of anything leaking so far. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance says the scene of last month's toxic derailment in East Palestine, still a scary sight.
You go there and you see next to the railroad tracks literally giant mounds of toxic chemicals that have been dug out to clean up the community but have not been shipped out. And so I think in a very real way, the community is still being poisoned by the failure to get this stuff out and clean up properly.
Senate Majority Leader Schumer has called on the National Transportation Safety Board to investigate the safety of the country's largest freight railroads. New government data suggests the deaths of pregnant women in the United States dropped significantly in 2022 back to pre-pandemic levels. But that rate was still the highest in decades. According to a final tally released Thursday, more than 1,200 U.S. women died in 2021 during pregnancy or shortly after childbirth. That was the highest maternal death rate since 1964. South Korea says the North has launched another ballistic missile, the third such weapons test this week. America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
A federal judge yesterday hearing arguments about an abortion-inducing drug.
U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek heard arguments for a lawsuit challenging the FDA's approval of the abortion drug mifepristone, which has been widely used for the last 20 years. The suit was brought by pro-life groups on the grounds that the FDA inappropriately fast-tracked the drug's approval and that it's just not safe. The defense, which includes Biden administration attorneys, says the plaintiff's argument lacks merit and that they are overstepping by pushing for a national ban. Meanwhile, an amicus brief signed by over 20 state attorneys general argues that the use of mifepristone, which can be described by telemedicine and sent through the mail, threatens states' abilities to protect its citizens and enforce state laws.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty reports no matter the outcome, an appeal is likely. Texas state officials have announced a state takeover of Houston's nearly 200,000 student public school district. It's the eighth largest in the country, taken over by the state despite recent improvements. Honda is recalling a half million of its most popular vehicles in the U.S. and Canada, including some CRVs and Odysseys, because the front seat belts may not latch properly. The owners will be notified by mail about a month from now. 11 drenching storms have struck California this winter, causing flooding and a levee break, but the so-called atmospheric rivers have also ended drought restrictions in several parts of the state.
A major water district has ended restrictions for 7 million people in Los Angeles, Ventura, and San Bernardino counties. The action by the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California was taken after a string of winter storms alleviated the state's historic drought. Restrictions, which included limiting outdoor watering to one day a week, were imposed during a severe shortage last year. That's the good news. The bad news, all that rain has overflowed reservoirs and caused flooding throughout the state. Tom Brigati, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.